In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I remember a very dark night in the west of Ireland. So dark I could not see the road my feet were walking on. Could not see my feet either, for that matter. A very disconcerting, disorientating experience. And a rare experience in our modern world with its electric lights. But common enough in the days when Simeon hailed the child Jesus as a light to lighten the Gentiles. To be in such darkness frightens us. And it is not just children who are afraid of the dark, because we do not know what lies out there. What is out there in the darkness is unknown, and we humans are afraid of the unknown. And what is it in the darkness that we are afraid of? What is that unknown thing that unsettles us and makes us afraid? More than likely, it is a fear of what might happen. But we do not know what it is or if it will happen at all. What will happen when I get old? When my children leave home? How long will I keep my job? How much longer will I be able to cope with X's bullying or the constant criticism from Z? So many questions to which we do not have the answers. We are in the dark. And where can we find light in our darkness? The light that Simeon spoke of is the light of hope, of trust, a belief that all will be well in spite of appearances to the contrary. It is a light that enables you to see, but to see differently. Simeon looked at a tiny, helpless baby and saw that God would save us all. Christians have looked at a man dying on a cross and seen the limitless love of God. Jesus looked at beggars and prostitutes, at small children and lying cheats, and saw that they had in them what it takes to be part of God's kingdom. Equally, he looked at the proud and the self-righteous, and saw that they were not all that they thought they were. This is how it looks in the light of Christ. And we are challenged to look at people and things in that same light. It may be a way of confronting our fears of what is out there in the darkness. The 14th century writer Lady Julian of Norwich wrote, "God did not say, 'You shall not be tossed about by storms and tempests,' or he did not say, 'You shall not be weary and worn out,' but he did say, 'You shall not be overcome.' Being lit with the light of Christ means believing those words and so being strong in trust, both in sorrow and enjoy. Having our fears confronted can change the way we see people and situations. It was an exciting moment for me when I got to shake the hand of Princess Diana. But far more important was another occasion when she was seen shaking the hand of an AIDS sufferer. That was a light of revelation to many people. Similarly, Mother Teresa of Calcutta used to pray, "Dearest Lord, though you hide yourself behind the unattractive guise of the irritable, the exacting, the unreasonable, may I still recognize you and serve you." These are just some of the ways in which the light of Christ helps us to see in the darkness, and it shows us the path ahead. In that way, we too can shine as lights in the world, and we shall be lighting candles later on in our service to remind you, to remind us of all this. But I want to leave you with a final reflection on the sort of light we must be. The late John O'Donoghue, an Irish priest and writer on spirituality, called candlelight a respectful light that befriends the darkness and opens up caverns in it. And it strikes me that the church's mission has to be like that. If the light is too strong, it will blind people, which is what happens if we try and push our own gospel package at people without any meeting of minds or dialogue. But to be a candlelight missionary is to help people see in a new light all that is going on in their lives, both good and bad. And that new light gives meaning and hope, which creates trust and opens up the mind to new possibilities. That is the light of Christ's salvation for all people. Amen.